Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a mighty word from the Lord. So you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. So at this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come in. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God is worthy.
Amen. Praise be to God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, I'd like to play another selection. And if you have a prayer request, you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Praise be to God. And happy Sabbath to all of those who worship on Saturdays and also on Sundays too. So this is the beginning of the Sabbath. Amen. Praise God. So I hope you enjoy this selection. God is sustaining me by the Wiki Tones. Praise God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. Let's assemble. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know, God?
Sustain.
deserved His unmerited favor. And no, I didn't deserve the gift of His grace. Jesus paid the price, covered me in His blood. His love, only His love, restores my soul, restores my soul. When I'm in trouble, when I'm sick,
Jesus,
you see, He touched my body,
sustaining me,
and I can feel a mile of me.
And no matter,
no matter what the time, His blood.
Sustaining me.
Sometimes you gotta call Him
Jesus.
You gotta call on Him.
Sustaining me.
My Lord.
Sustains me
late in the midnight hour.
Sustaining me
when I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me
trouble.
God is sustaining
trouble all the night.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you feel
God, everybody. God is sustaining me by the wiggy tones. I am your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. So God bless you and call in your prayer requests at this time. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection, which is Hallelujah by Ife Wafe. Amen. Praise God.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever.
Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a praise number. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Sing in the heavenly,
Amen. Praise be to God. Can't wait till I get up yonder. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening, which is entitled, Children of God. Amen. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 through 5:10. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 and through 5:10. And it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, where it says, instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. Imitate God. Therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children, live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes. These are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. Can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Verse 6, don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins, for the anger of God will fall on all who disobey him. Don't participate in the things these people do, for once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Again, the title of this message is Children of God. And the text for this message is coming from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 2, where it says, follow God's example. Therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love. Praise be to God. The writer says, I once spoke at a secure conference for childless heartbroken over their infertility. Many attendees despair at their future, having walked the childless path too. I tried to encourage them. You can have a meaningful identity without becoming parents, I said. I believe you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and there's new purpose for you to find. Amen. A woman later approached me in tears. "Thank you," she said. "I felt worthless being childless and needed to hear that I am fearfully and wonderfully made." I asked the woman if she was a believer in Jesus. "I walked away from God years ago," she said, "but I need a relationship with him again." Times like this reminds me how profound the gospel is. Some identities, like mother and father, are hard for some to attain. Others, like those based on a career, can be lost through unemployment. But through Jesus, we become God's dearly loved children. An identity that can never be stolen, Ephesians 5:1. And then we can walk in the way of love. A life purpose that transcends any role or unemployment status. Verse 2. All human beings are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 139:14. And those who follow Jesus become children of God. John 1:12-13. Once in despair, that woman left in hope, about to find an identity and purpose bigger than this world can give. Amen. Praise be to God. Question. Is there someone in despair whom you can affirm as wonderfully made today? And with whom can you share the offer of becoming a child of God? Think about those two questions. Amen. Let us pray. Father, life in all its fullness is yours alone to give. We open our hands to accept it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And that concludes our devotional message. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, I'd like to play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. And I hope, and again, I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. If you have a prayer request and you want someone that to pray for, again, our call-in number is 319-527-6204, because Jesus saves. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this selection. Your living.
street life, the things that you're doing, knowing ain't right. Don't even know if you can make it through the night. So let's pray. Don't have to be ashamed.
Never too late.
Never too late.
There's a better way. Each and every day.
Whoa.
Jesus saves. Just proclaim his name. He's Lord of lords and the King of kings. Today is your day.
Bible says, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty, El Shaddai. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Praise be to God. El Shaddai, which means Almighty God. You are great and mighty in power. Your understanding and wisdom know no limits. Your might knows no bounds. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so your ways reach higher than my own. You surround me with the blessings of your provision as you covenant with me through your Son, Jesus Christ. The balancing of the clouds and the wondrous works of the earth are nothing compared to you who sit enthroned in might and valor. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. We pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord this evening. Amen. Praise be to God. In the meantime, I will play another selection. Amen. Joy, unspeakable joy. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things. 'Cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Through you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I'm living by faith. Nothing is impossible.
Upon me with a caring heart and witness the many struggles I face. Have compassion, for you see me seeking to follow you and often failing to do it well. Forgive me when I'm unfaithful to you, for you have asked me to walk before you faithfully. Forgive me when blame is due me, for you have asked me to be blameless. Let Christ's blood cover me in your covenant, I seek your blessings, El Shaddai. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So at this time, I will play a selection or two. And after that, I will come with what thus says the Lord. Praise be to God.
Thou shalt not smite me by day. tonight.
Amen. Praise be to God. And again, welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder. And at this time, I'm going to play another selection. And after this selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
I want you to open up your heart. And let God's Spirit come in. Come on, saints. Pray.
We come to assemble.
Lamenting, lamenting, first I sin,
your anointing all on me.
That's all right, that's all right.
Anointing all on me.
Come on.
Anointing all on me. Anointing all on me.
Ain't you glad about it?
Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Matthew's chapter 7. And we are going to read verses 7 through 11. Amen. That's Matthew's chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. Where it says, this chapter and verses talk speaking about Jesus teaches about asking, looking, and knocking. Verse 7 says, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask? Praise be the Lord. May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to offer our thanks to you for this, your church, which is also our church. We thank you for what it means to this community and to your work around the world. We rejoice now in the opportunity to bring our tithes and offerings to you, that the ministry of your church in this community might be prosperous. Bless these offerings also to the coming of your kingdom into the hearts of men and women beyond this community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Prayer. Prayer for real. It cannot be explained away psychologically as an expression of wishful thinking, nor can it be ignored as the recital of some ancient social custom. Prayer is neither child's play, nor is it a religious exercise. It is as much a part of life as breath itself. Amen? But the question still comes, though often unspoken, can we, in a scientific age, continue to believe in prayer? This question is not peculiar to our generation. People have always questioned the value and effectiveness of prayer. Even in the time of Christ, some have honest doubts. Some are skeptics. And still, others question the value of prayer because they have observed professing Christians misusing prayer. Amen. Praise be to God. Now, in this portion of Sermon on the Mount, Christ unequivocally said, prayer is for real. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. In Jesus' assertion that prayer is for real, he offered a pattern, a promise, and a proof. Amen. My text for this message is coming from Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. And it says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is, prayer is for real. Amen. Now, we're going to look at the pattern. Now, Jesus offered a pattern for prayer in Matthew 7 and 7. It is a pattern of asking, seeking, and knocking. Now, the followers of Christ recognize that he, more than any other person, could teach them how to pray. They were fascinated with his preaching, yet they never asked him to teach them how to preach. Amen? They would sit for hours and listen to him teach. Yet they never asked him to instruct them in how to teach. But when they heard him pray, hallelujah, they came to him and said, in Luke 11 and 1, Lord, teach us to pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, Jesus continued to stand as the supreme authority on prayer. For his whole life was bathed in the spirit prayer. He knows what it can accomplish. And he knows the power it can exercise. Now, in his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus outlined the pattern to be followed. First, he said, ask. Amen? Now, we're following the pattern of Jesus' words. Ask. Ask means that we acknowledge our need and admit our own helplessness. We all experience time when we can only come before Christ, ask asking. Amen? And we are very much like a blind man on a corner who asks for someone to take him safely across the street. He asks, and at the same time offers nothing in return. Now, true prayer is always offered in this spirit. Such prayer can never be ours if, like the self-righteous Pharisees, we compliment ourselves and criticize others. Prayer has nothing to do with personal merit or promise of doing better in the future. Real prayer is caught in the words of the publican who said in Luke 18 and 13, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. So therefore, asking means that we acknowledge our need. Asking means that we address ourselves to a person. We cannot ask some inanimated object for a response. Thus, when we pray, we address ourselves not to a thing, but to a personal God who hears and cares. Amen? Praise be to God. Now, certainly, Jesus was saying that God is always approachable. He is present with his ears open and his hands extended. He's asking also, asking also means that we can pray specifically, like Paul said in Philippians 4 and 6, let your requests be made known to God. Ours is not to filter out our requests before offering them to God. But like a little child, we are to open our hearts to God. He is a good and loving Father who will answer those requests that he knows are best for us. And he will answer them in such a way as to fulfill his will. To pray, to seek God's will. Many times we do not know what God's will is. So we simply let our requests be made known and ask God to grant it only according to his will. Not our will, but his will be done. Now, in such a spirit, we can pray with confidence, knowing that if we pray according to God's will, he will hear us. Amen? The second request was seek. Seeing conveys the concept of effort. In the model prayer in which Christ told us to pray for our daily bread, he was not instructing us to sit down and passively do nothing. Rather, he was indicating that we should ask God to give us the opportunity to earn our daily bread. Amen? And when a farmer prays this prayer, it means that he is asking for the opportunity to prepare the ground, plant the seed, cultivate the crops, and tend the plants. And when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we are praying that we will become so committed in the matter of personal soul winning and building up one another that God's kingdom will be hastened. Amen. And the third one is knock. So we ask, we seek, and we knock. Step in Christ's pattern of prayer is to knock. Knocking carries with it the concept of effort plus persistence. Jesus illustrated this with the story of a man who continued to knock late at night on his neighbor's door until the man got up and answered his request. In Luke 18 and 1, Jesus taught that we are always to pray and not lose heart. We may allow lack of understanding or disappointment or bitterness to cause us to give up. So how long must we keep on praying until the answer comes? Amen. Praise be to God. So don't stop praying at all. Pray in season and out of season. Praise be to God. Now the promise. In Matthew 7 and 8, Jesus offered us the promise that if we ask, we will receive. And if we seek, we will find. And if we continue to knock, the door will be open to us. Now, the verbs ask, seek, and knock are presented imperative. Thus, Jesus is telling us to keep on asking, to keep on seeking, to keep on knocking. We are never to be discouraged in prayer. Now, God promised us that he will always answer our prayers. He may not answer them in our way, but he will always answer them in his way, which is the best way. He alone has perfect love. He alone has perfect understanding. He alone has perfect wisdom. The question comes, to whom is this promise made? It is certainly not a blank check written out to humankind in general. It is a promise made to followers of Christ who are sincere enough to keep on asking, to keep on seeking, and to keep on knocking. Prayer is for real when the pattern is followed and the promise, amen? Praise be to God. When you pray, you have to believe that what you are asking God for, what you are seeking God for, what you are knocking for, it's going to come to fruition as long as it is in God's will. Amen? Now the proof in verses 9, 10, and 11. He said, you parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you, sinful people, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Amen. Proof is offered. Here, Jesus used the analogy of a father kindly responding to the request of his son. Then he drove home the point that if we, as frail, sinful human beings, desire to answer our children's requests, our Heavenly Father surely desires to answer the requests we bring to him. Amen. Proof that prayer is for real is found in God to whom we pray. It is found in his nature. It is found in his resources. It is found in his wisdom. It is found in his love. Praise be to God. So prayer is the appointed means for obtaining what we need. Pray. Pray often. Make a business of prayer. And be serious and earnest in it. Act as a beggar acts for alms. Ask as a traveler acts the way. Seek as for a thing of value that we have lost, or as the merchantman that seeks goodly pearls, knock as he that desire to enter into the house knocks at the door. Sin has shut and barred the door against us, but prayer we knock. Whatever you pray for, according to the promise, shall be given you. If God thinks it fit for you, and what would you have more? This is made to apply to all that pray aright. Everyone that asks receives, whether Jew or Gentile, young or old, rich or poor, high or low, master or servant, learned or unlearned, all alike are welcome to the throne of grace. And if they come in faith, it is explained by a comparison taken from earthly parents and their readiness to give their children what they ask. Parents are often foolishly fond, but God is all wise. He knows what we need, what we desire, and what is fit for us. Let us never suppose our Heavenly Father would bid us pray and then refuse to hear or give us what would be hurtful. Amen. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say this. Prayer can become real in your life if you follow these simple steps. Amen. First, decide what your need is and get it clearly focused in your mind. Second, in light of what Scripture teaches, determine if your desire is right. Third, put your request in writing. This will help clarify your thinking. As you talk to God, get in such a place or such a state of mind that other things will not distract you. Amen? Go into your secret closet and pray in secret, and God will reward you openly. Now remember that you are talking to God and not to a human being. Share with God what you will do as his instrument to help bring about the answers to your own prayer. Answered prayer is more often a cooperative effort between a person and God than simply unilliterated action on the part of God. When your prayer is finished, never forget to be grateful to God and express that gratitude through thanksgiving. Be willing to accept God's answer, whatever it may be, remembering that God's will is always best. When you have taken these steps, you will discover through the pattern, the promise, and the proof Christ offers that prayer is for real. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. And I just want to say that if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to be saved and you want to have a relationship with him, all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Amen. Father God. Amen. God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord God. Okay, here we go. Again, if you would like to accept Christ as your personal Savior, all you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me. Deliver me and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said this prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, was risen from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do to continue your Christian walk is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible teaching church to continue your walk with Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. And now my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I pray that you enjoyed the message this evening. And I just want to say happy Sabbath to each and every one of you who celebrate on Saturdays, which will be all of our seven-day Adventists, those who also Pentecostals, Seventh-day Adventists, and those who celebrate Saturday and Sunday. Amen. Praise be to God. And I like to close us out with this song. I'm going to do my best to try to sing it for you, but, you know, to God be the glory. Amen. And here we go. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in his courts today. Day of all the week, the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week, the best, emblem of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace, through the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling faith, take away our sins and shame. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest in thee. Here we come, thy name to praise. May we feel thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes while we're in thy courts up here. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. Here afford our Lord a taste of our everlasting feast. May the gospel joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saints, make the fruits of grace abound, bring relief to all complaints. Thus may all our Sabbaths be till we rise to reign with thee. Thus may all our Sabbaths be till we rise to reign with thee. Praise be to God. Happy Sabbath, everybody. So at this time, I am going to play for 10 minutes and 19 seconds on inspirational music. Amen. Praise God. And this next selection, and also I want to say, on behalf of my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, my co-host, Sister Barbara, the Fivefold Ministry, and all of our guests online and those on the internet, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And tune in tomorrow morning at 10:15, our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins will come with a mighty word from God. So if you want to hear this Holy Ghost filled woman on fire for the Lord, tune in at 10:15 when Apostle Mother Wiggins will bless us with a mighty word. Amen. And following the sermon, our very own Barbara Amore is going to come with our poetry right after the message. And after the poetry will be our associate pastors, Stephen and Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministries down in Arizona, is going to come and bless us with Talk in the Sanctuary. Amen. So you don't want to miss it. Tune in at 10 a.m. on Pray One for Another. And I am your host, Evangelist Hilda. God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening. Enjoy your weekend. And to God be the glory, safely, because he has brought us safely through another week. Hallelujah, Jesus. I hope you enjoyed this selection. All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tones. Praise God.
All the honor, all the glory belongs to You. All the worship, belongs to You.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Yeah, yeah. Hit it.